One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logic Soul Talk. My name is Mike, and I'm your host of this exciting weekly talk radio program, where I get to interview the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world, mainly about some of the turning points in their lives and what brought them to their success. You see, I was a chiropractor for many years and discovered that most people, myself included, have what I call an underlying pattern of hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered that I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on these discoveries, case studies, and more at www.logicalsoul.com and logicalsoul.com/blog. Now, the guests on my show were selected not because they're familiar with my work, in fact, many aren't, but because they have obviously made some strong decisions in their own lives that led them to their current successes in life. And my goal in having them on this show is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. This will allow you as my listeners to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your own motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. And listen to the show and have fun, but also have an open mind. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments or questions. Our number is 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, my guest on the show tonight, we had scheduled for May 19th, actually, and there was some mix-up, some disturbance, something didn't happen. At any rate, she's back, and her name is Carolyn Cleese. She is a very interesting person. She's got a website, and she's got a kit that she sells on natural facelift. She calls it Carolyn's Facial Fitness. Her site is carolynsfacialfitness.com. And very interesting, Carolyn. We have not met. My wife knows you very well. She's known you for a long time. And I see your picture here, and you're gorgeous. And and so apparently it's working for you. You're walking your talk. Things are working out for you. I'd like to find out a few things about your background and what brought you to this field of fitness, and particularly the natural facelifting part of it. Okay. Let's start with your background a little bit. You said you taught English, math, and science for years.
Right.
You'd also taught yoga and aerobics, worked as a photographer's model, so you were a model, both on the runway and in the studio.
Right.
And we're both married to Germans.
Yes, we are.
My wife is German, and your husband is named Siggy?
Siggy, yeah.
Is that his name?
Siggy. Yeah.
Now, you say he's a German lawyer. Is he practicing German law in the United States, or is he practicing law in the United States?
No, he retired from law practice when he was 42, and now he's 62, so 20 years ago, and he does mostly day trading and stocks, things like that.
Right.
I mean, if you have that kind of money, I guess that's what you do.
So most of you work out of your home, and you've got your own. Actually, you said three businesses you started and owned.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how you got started in all this. We'll talk about a little bit about your business. Let's start with that, and then we can back up a little bit. How's that sound?
Just go ahead and ask me. Well, with my business, what happened when, you know, as every good model, I gained some weight and lost it. And somewhere around age 50, 51, I took a good look in the mirror, and I had lost 50 pounds. I'd only had the weight on me about 2 or 3 years, not a really long time, but still at that age, you could really see it. If I had told people I was 55 years old, they would have believed me. Now, working as a model, I saw a lot of people getting facelifts and all kinds of surgeries. They didn't have fillers so much then. There was mostly surgeries. 24-year-old girls, you know, getting eye lifts, and they looked really good right after they had this work done. My mom was one of these people, too, when she was 48, complete facelift. But nobody aged well. Everybody looked distorted after a period of time. There was all kinds of nerve damage, blah, blah, blah. I knew I wasn't going to do that, but I didn't like the look of how I was looking when I looked in the mirror. So I started to investigate, and I am a very thorough type. I actually have a master's degree in English literature from Harvard, and I used to teach stuff in English. Well, my modeling career, I started when I was 14. And, yeah, those girls you see in some of those ads are very young. That's why they're so flawless. And I was too old by the time I was 22, 23, but I made enough money that it helped pay for my education and my scholarships and stuff. And I was also getting interested, you know, of course, in the spiritual path, and I went that way as well. But in any case, when I was 50, I thought, there's got to be another way than this stuff I'm seeing. I mean, nope, it just not what I was going to do. So the computers weren't very popular then. I mean, it was just beginning. The internet wasn't really out yet. This is, you know, what, 12 years ago. So I went to bookstores, and I found some books on facial exercises. Well, I am a little fanatical, or let's say a little obsessive, and I bought everything I could on the subject, and I started to exercise. And I had 96 exercises and an hour's worth of stuff, and there was no way I was going to do this. And I didn't like the way all the exercises built the face. And I have a really good friend who also went to Harvard, medical doctor, Dr. Tu. You'll find him on my website. He writes articles, and he's on my consulting team. And he and I sat down, and he helped me put together a program for myself. I wanted to, you know, get my neck looking good again. I wanted my jowls. I wanted to lift the jowls. My eyes were hanging. I had deep wrinkles from being in the sun for many years. I was a real sunbather. In any case, what happened is, about 3 years into this, or maybe it was about a year and a half, my really good girlfriend, Shanti, said to me, "What are you doing? Teach me." And she had, unfortunately, had cancer, so she couldn't do anything to, you know, any hormone therapy or anything like this. So I started to teach her my facial exercises. I had been a teacher. And then she says, "You have to teach it to other people." Well, before I knew it, I had started doing workshops, and then our oldest son was just graduating from university in one of the computer sciences. He says, "Oh, let's do a website for you as a final project." So he did my first website. I couldn't believe it. I was up on that internet for, I don't know, 1 month, selling one kit a day from the get-go. Everybody wanted it, so then I made, and then I continued my research. And because I am such a researcher now, I own over 70 programs, and that includes, you know, my books, not including the articles, just the programs and some books. And I just glean through them, and I have a group of people that we test these exercises on of different ages, gender, ethnicity, and we work it all out until we get the perfect exercise. I am a bit of a perfectionist, so they're all done beautifully and correctly. You get a really elegant build, and I got it down to 15 minutes. You can work out in 15 minutes, 3 days a week, once you learn the exercises. And there you go. Hmm. And that's how I got into this whole thing.
Wow. It sounds like you really enjoy it, too. I mean,
I do. I love it. Well, you know, I love all the research. I'm constantly looking to find out. I'm going to write a new article all about connective tissue in the muscles and how it works and why it works. It's just so interesting.
Yeah. You could also, have you done any online articles? You could also do online articles and drive traffic to your website and get people interested.
Yes, I
have.
I write for eZine. I write for Self Growth. I have
lots of articles. Okay, so you're already an eZine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm up on eZine. Matt, and I love to do that because I love to educate the public so they can find out there is an alternative. But now, facial exercises aren't a quick fix. You know, every 3 months you look a little bit younger. You have what I call as a youth jump. That is, you do look a little bit younger every 3 months for the first few years. And so it's a slow, steady process and as you go along. And then the youth jumps get a little further apart. But somebody told me who hadn't seen me for 3 years, now I'm 63 and I was 60, and they said that I look younger today than I did 3 years ago. So, you know, age well.
I need
you
to
look
start doing that.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I guess you're motivating me to get in front of the mirror and fix some of those cards. And I need to work on my jowls. I got too many jowls.
Yeah, the jowls, yeah. Well, I can look at give me an evaluation. You don't want to hear it. But I have about 25% of my clientele are men now. It's quite high.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I even have something called Mostly for Men. You know, it's an article I've written for men on my website.
Well, now tell me, you started out, let's see, early in your life. I mean, I guess you weren't doing this, I mean, when you were a little kid and all. What are some of the motivation? Because I'm hearing, Carolyn, that you've got it's like a love for what you do, and you really act like you're really excited. I mean, well, you are really excited about what you do. And I found that a lot of successful people, and I was just interviewing Raymond Aron, who's the monthly mentor guide, guru sort of person. He was saying basically you do what you love, and when you do what you love, it sort of leads to more doing more of the same, and then money sort of flows as long as people want what you love. You know, if you collect clamshells, not necessarily you're going to sell a bunch of those, but you know, if you do what you love and there's a market for it, obviously, then you're going to make good money and you're going to attract more people to you. So did you have a pleasant childhood? What would you say were some of the turning points in your young life that led you to that motivation and drive that you have today?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I was born and brought up in Berkeley, California. And if you know about Berkeley, they call you Berserkleys, right? And my father was a professional musician, and he played with Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, all the big bands. He's kind of famous. Of course, you don't know that when you're a child. And But he told me very early on, he said to me when I was really young, because I started working when I was so young. I was already 14, remember, and I was doing photography modeling, and I was making money. And my family was pretty well off. I mean, they weren't rich by, you know, like today, you see. But they were well off. And he told me very early on, find something that you love and find a way to make money at it. Always follow your heart. You can't go wrong. If you follow your heart, it's going to be right. And they also, my family had very good business sense, and they really taught me certain things. For example, the other businesses that I had a clothing business, because after I was modeling and after I was teaching, and I thought, well, this is something I don't want to really do, and I did my trek to India, I had to find a way that I was going to continue to make money. And so I started a clothing business. My grandmother, Nana, I called her a Nana. She was from France, and she was one of the buyers for Coco Chanel. And so I was I was exposed very early on to a lot of fashion and stuff. I had my first fashion show when I was 16, but it was not a really big thing.
Artie Shaw and Coco Chanel, what a combination.
I was really lucky.
You've been surrounded by a lot of creative types. That's great.
Yeah, they were very creative. And, you know, I just thought this was, every family was like this. How do I know, you know? And where I was living, there were all kinds of unique types everywhere. So there was a high tolerance for all kinds of things. But I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned was you have to have, before you're going to do anything, you have to have your customer base. You have to know that it's going to be there before you go, if you're going to go into some kind of a business where you're going to sell.
It's got to be a market for what you do, right?
So you have to get your market there in place. So I did that with my clothing business. And when I was competing with a bunch of girls, there was three other women that I was competing with in this clothing business. You know, it's a very, very kind of a tough business to get into, this clothing business. It's cutthroat. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of the touchy-feely type. Meditation has been actually my savior in my life, I think. And that's a whole other subject. And in any case, I approached each one of these girls. I said, let's get together and let's make sure that we don't compete with one another so we can be successful. Because we used to go to Dusseldorf and do the runways there with our clothing lines. And so we did. Mm-hmm. We got together, and we didn't, you know, I did jackets, somebody else was doing skirts, and we were completely different, but we were still hiding all of our fashions from each other. But when we came out there, we had our customers in place. I didn't have a skirt that was competing with somebody else, a little black skirt if she was doing one, I wasn't doing it, and so on. And I was able to make enough money to start other things that I wanted to do. And that's, I had a boutique in India, very successful, sold that. Then I came back to Germany with my husband. We lived there for years. And then we moved to America, built our house together, and that's when I started this business. And I'm just getting ready to start a fourth business, and I have my customer base right there. I have them in place because for everybody who buys a kit, in about a month, they're going to get free samples from my new skincare line, and it's a beautiful line. I just love it. Been researching it for 4 years, got it together. Going to have a schedule that you follow, just like you do with the facial exercises, to get beautiful skin, and I've already got it going. So I was taught very early on, follow your heart, love what you do, and keep going. You know, lots of times I see people, they have a really good thing going, but they give up really early. And give up. You have to keep going. You probably know about this yourself, huh?
I can understand exactly what you're talking about. There's a desire to give up on every term.
Yeah. And people will give
up. I need to put you in touch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, it's just what I said. Go ahead.
I have interviewed another friend of mine, Michael Warshaw, and he's actually in the Savannah area. He's a cosmetic chemist. I probably need to connect you to. He's been on my show before, and so there may be some ideas you can share, some things that he could share with you. He's got his own line, or at least he's got some people in marketing some of what he does too. So I just thought it'd be interesting to connect you and see what happened. But at any rate, that sounds fascinating, Carolyn. You've got your own cosmetic line coming out, and facial health, I guess. What would you call it?
Well, you know, facial health it certainly is. But I actually call it facial fitness. And it is just literally facelift through exercise. That's what it is. And it takes about 2 weeks to learn all the exercises because you don't really have control over all the muscles in the beginning. But because of the complexity and the way that the face and the muscles in the face, it's different than the rest of the body. Do you want to hear about that?
Well, I was actually you had mentioned your cosmetic line. I was
What happened is all the time I have people asking me, you know, what do you use for your face because your complexion looks so good? Well, certainly my complexion improved greatly with the facial exercises because when you do the facial exercises, you bring 10 times more oxygen to the face, the knot, to a contracting muscle. And that more oxygen makes the cells that much healthier. And you're constantly renewing cells every 7 days. So every time you renew a cell, a little bit healthier, pretty soon the complexion's better. But, you know, cosmetics can only go by law skin deep. They can't go very deep. And the facial exercises are working the muscles, but still, you've got to have some kind of moisturizer on the face. So I had age, being the sun worshiper I was, and your wife, who is my very dear friend, she and I were both sun worshipers. And so I have the beautiful brown spots, age spots, whatever you want to call them, the dreaded brown spots, to prove it. I tried everything with them. Last year I spent $3,000, the expensive cosmetic I could, and I ended up going back to my old faithful things with the natural organic things. And in this line I have three masks. Just like with the exercises, it's the combination of exercises you use to get the really good-looking build on the face, the elegant, correct build that everything looks great. It's the same thing with the skincare. So I have worked out over the last year, testing it in all my little team of people, and we have worked it out so that if you do twice a year for 1 month this skincare regime, and then the rest of the year you can adjust it, you don't have to be so dramatic, you do these masks and everything, your skin is going to be absolutely flawlessly beautiful, and you're going to get rid of these brown spots. I zapped them with all of the high-end whatever for getting rid of brown spots, making little white circles around the brown spots, and putting all that those chemicals on my face. And after a while, my body said no. So my line is mostly organic, and I'm going to keep it really the price way down. We have a lab that we're working with right now for all the formulations. And we couldn't be happier. We're just thrilled that we can offer this. And like I said, it comes, again, with a real schedule so that people don't get, oh, when should I use this? How often should I use the exfoliation and all this pH balance?
You're self-contained. Your program is self-contained. It's got.
Well, I'm a thorough type, like I said, and I really have worked it out. And we tried it with oily skin and dry skin, mature skin, young skin, all of it. And if you just do this 1 month and then you adjust it, because maybe somebody with oilier skin wants to do a certain mask more often, and somebody with drier skin wants to do the hydrating mask instead of the mud mask and so on. You work it out, but you have to do, we found it works best when you do this once every 6 months, this routine, and you get this great skin. And the lines are left. I have fine lines left, and my fine lines, you cannot see them. You put me in the sun and try and angle me side to side, you might find a fine line, but I finally got them. So.
Now you're going to get me looking in the mirror closer now.
what
I'm going to be doing.
It's amazing.
Listen, Carolyn, I have a question for you. I'm sorry, you there?
No, go ahead. I could talk forever, you know. So you have to stop.
I was going to ask you what were your challenges? What happened in life? What are some of the challenges that you faced?
Well,
and how you overcame them.
Yeah.
Decisions
well,
you made regarding those.
One of the things that happened for me was that when you have a really famous father, who is extremely successful, mm-hmm. you know, what does that do to you? You know, what's going to happen with you? Are you going to ever be able to live up to that? You know, those are the kind of questions. Well, I was very lucky. When I was 16, my dad got very interested in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a philosophy music major in university, and he also played with the San Francisco Symphony, too. So,
mm-hmm.
In any case, he started being interested in that, and he was one of these people that was very... I learned how to argue and debate from a very early age. I think it's really okay I'm married to a lawyer, because
mm-hmm.
he loves to argue and debate, and we love it. You know, this is just something I love. And in any case, so I was introduced to meditation and all that kind of thing. So by the time I was 19, I was becoming a vegetarian. Of course, I lived in Berkeley. So.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting interested in all this stuff. And I finished my school, and then I was teaching school. And then I did something. There was a guy I met. His name was Werner Erhard. And he was just starting
uh-huh.
something called EST, right? So I went
right.
to this in 1972, and it was like in his living room, and there was 50 of us or something, and he was, you know, it was just the beginning. And so we did this thing, you know, for 3 days, and I had an epiphany during that one of the sessions with him, and it had to do with love. And he talked a lot about unconditional love, and, you know, you hear about all this stuff, and I think there's even some kind of Corinthians 14 or something in the Bible, you know, love doesn't want anything and all this. And those were all words to me, but he actually was able to devise certain kinds of little things for us to go through. And I, you know, he talked about, okay, this is what unconditional love is. And then we were all standing up, and the question was, name somebody you love unconditionally. Well, I started to sweat, you know. I couldn't think of anybody I loved unconditionally where I didn't want anything back, you know, like just a little pat on the back or something. And I don't know, I was almost like in tears. I was so distraught at the thought that I didn't really love anyone. And something happened to me. I went through like a tunnel. I don't know how to explain it. And I came out the other side. I was relaxed. I was happy. I knew that there was something else to my life that I had to find out about it. And I had to find out about what is that. And I started my big search. And I was really mm-hmm. interested in meditation. I tried chanting. All of that seemed a little too not deep enough for me until I finally
mm-hmm.
found this guy in India. And he talked in a way that made real sense to me. And he taught me to witness. You know, just start watching your thoughts. You can watch your thoughts. Then you can find out what is yours and what isn't yours. So now I have this famous father. So what is mine and what isn't mine? Okay? And
mm-hmm.
I found out that there was a lot of things about me that were really okay through this process of meditation. And I started, and I'm the creative type. I grew up in a family where everybody was creative. My brother had his first art showing when he was 21, you know, and my mother was outside with a blowtorch working on some kind of welding project because she was... Yeah, mostly cloisonné.
My mother was an artist, too. That's interesting.
Oh, yes, I know that. So you have, you know what it's like to be around these creative people.
Yeah, I grew up with the smell of acrylic.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite a lot of acrylic smell going on. Yeah.
Well, we started off with, we used to have oil paint, and then when the acrylic
mm-hmm.
came in, it died so fast. Yeah.
And the blowtorch started, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
In any case,
but
so I was
everything
around,
your mother said.
Yeah, right. So I ended up just, you know, I went into my creative energies, and it seems like everything that I did, I seemed to be okay. Like when I finally stopped teaching and I went on this big quest. I lived in San Francisco for 1 year. I'd saved my money and I got a sabbatical leave so I could go back to teaching. Right, but I went into San Francisco, and my creative energies didn't have much money, so I thought, okay, what am I going to do? And I thought, I'll teach, you know, yoga, because this is what I could do. And I was always doing yoga because you have to as a model. You got to keep in shape. So I thought I could teach it. Why not? And I got a little certificate to teach it. And my mother said, you'll never make money doing that. And I thought, she's right. My mother, I think, was being discouraging. She wanted me to go back to teaching, of course. And I thought, okay. So I went to some of the big corporations in San Francisco, and I went to the steno pools. They didn't have computers then. And I said, I'm offering an 8-week course twice a week directly after work, $5 a piece. You have to pay me $40 up front. And if you miss a class, you can make up another one some other time, but no money back. And I will come here and teach you. And they all had gyms in those days. I'll teach this class directly after when you get off work. I made $5,000 the first month.
Wow. That's amazing.
You're
really incredible, Carolyn. Your dad, I think your parents gave you that seed that first your success, and you just haven't dropped the ball. You just kept going with it. Listen, we only have a few more minutes here, and I've got several callers, and I was wondering if anybody had a question. If you do, raise your hand. I forget what button to push on your pad, but if anyone has a question, we can take one call, possibly. We've got 3 minutes here. I don't see anybody raising their hand, so... let's just wrap this up, Carolyn. Let's summarize where you are, where you're going, and let's get your site again and where they can contact you.
Yes, they can certainly contact me through my website. I have my email there, or they can call me. I have a number there. I welcome any kinds of calls. I have very good customer service. I answer all my emails within 24 hours, hands down. And
big.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, we have one caller. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, great.
Yes, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
So, Ma, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Carolyn. When are you coming to Atlanta?
Oh, yes, you want me to come, don't you? We have to get a group of people together. As soon as we get a full group of people together, enough people that will pay for my way, I'm there. It would be so nice to see you, Soma.
Oh, yeah.
I would love it.
Fascinating.
And I would give a great workshop. And I give a great
workshop.
You'd love it.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, honey.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Michael.
Okay, Carolyn. Well, listen, we've got, just a couple more minutes here.
Okay.
As I said, your website is carolynsfacialfitness.com.
That's right.
And it's a great place to go. I know I'm going to start looking in the mirror more often. Maybe I'll hire my wife to do my facelift for me. I get really lazy. She can tell you that. So,
you're a guy.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I can tell you, I can feel your enthusiasm, and I can tell you really enjoy life, and that's important. That is really great. And
yes,
I'm so glad you and my wife are you're cut from the same cloth as far as I'm concerned. You both got for this love for life. And
I take that as
I'd love to see you both together. I'm sure it's a gas. So, but anyway, you've got the floor. You've got like 30 seconds. Anything else you want to add to this?
No, just that if facial exercises are an incredible alternative to all of those invasive surgeries and fillers and stuff, they're not a quick fix, as I said, but if you're consistent, you'll get wonderful results, and I'll talk you through the program if you need any kind of assistance, at least my program.
Great. Well, listen, I'd love to have you on again when you get your other business up and running.
I'd love to come, and then we can talk all about the cosmetic industry.
Exactly. So that'll be another show. So,
okay,
listen, thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate your being on the show, and I guess there's no other questions, but we'll just we'll see. Put back. Did you have another question, Soma? That's my wife. Oh, I guess she doesn't.
It looks like she might be gone. Okay, so that's it then. Yeah, and I do have the skincare line coming out, and as I said, it's going to have a schedule to keep, just like you do with the facial exercises, so there's no guessing, and you get gorgeous skin in a really short period of time. Give it about 30 days.
Great. Carolyn, I'm sure there will be people out there. Thank you so much for being on the show. Next week we've got Gabe Strom. He's a Twitter genius, so he's on social media and other places, and we're going to talk to him about how he built his social media network. Gabe Strom, next week, next Tuesday, 6 p.m. on Logical Soul Talk. I'm Michael Gray.